We're learning more this morning about the winners and losers of yesterday's election, with some notable exceptions.
Things are just starting to percolate here in Alaska.
Just starting to percolate. That's the current Republican senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, speaking with NPR. Murkowski launched a write-in campaign after she lost the Republican primary to Tea Party favorite Joe Miller. And though the results aren't all in, the Alaska race so far shows write-in votes in the lead. We reached Michael Carey at the convention center in Anchorage, where the ballots are being reported. He's the former editorial page editor of the Anchorage Daily News. Good morning.
Good morning.
So write-in basically translates to Murkowski. There's no other big write-in candidate there.
There'll be 250 people out of 100,000 who, for perverse reasons, will vote for Mickey Mouse or their mother or somebody else.
How long will it take to get a count on all those votes?
Weeks. And they have a process here that is fair and honest, but frustrating to news reporters and others who want instant analysis. The most significant thing is that write-in is in first place in the horse race, and there's a good chance it'll stay there.
Apropos of that, Senator Murkowski also had this to say to NPR.
I am a Republican, always have been, and fully intend to go back to the caucus that I was part of, and I guess still part of.
So if she does, in fact, win, she will be part of that caucus, presumably won't be voting with the Democrats. That has a lot to do with her opponent, Joe Miller's performance.
Lisa Murkowski emphasized experience, her seniority, her relationship with many of the people in the leadership. And that's something that Miller really had a hard time combating. But his problems were mostly of his own making, things he said about Social Security, about the minimum wage. He thought the minimum wage was unconstitutional, which came across as pretty strange to people around here.
Well, in the end, do you think Alaskan Republicans will come to regret making Joe Miller the Republican candidate instead of Murkowski?
This election can fairly and honorably be characterized as the revenge of the establishment. The Alaska political establishment rallied behind Lisa Murkowski, and they put on one heck of a campaign, and it looks like she won.
Well, briefly, let's turn to the Democratic challenger, Scott McAdams. Where did he end up?
He's down at 23% or 24%. This is a guy who had a lot of Democratic help. He ran a very smooth campaign to introduce himself. He raised more than $1 million, and he could only get 23% or 24%. This is a very, very red state. That's the lesson of that.
How does this apparent win by Lisa Murkowski and certainly a real strong showing reflect on Sarah Palin? Because she had, of course, endorsed Joe Miller and, well, Sarah Palin, Alaska, you'd think that would carry a lot of weight.
She had a very bad day, from Sharon Engel in Nevada to O'Donnell in Delaware to what happened here. A number of the candidates she backed lost. Sarah Palin is much more important to the nation or the national Republicans and conservatives than she is to people here in Alaska. People don't talk about her very much here anymore. I know this is a big surprise. I get calls from the national media, but it's true.
Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Michael Carey is the former editorial page editor of the Anchorage Daily News.